Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are seven pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all seven areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all seven areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all seven areas of life? You got this. Welcome, Ashrita Tiwari, to the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show.
Yay, I'm excited to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. I know we talked a few weeks ago, and we're both really excited to have an enlivening conversation. But first, let me tell my listeners how amazing you are. So Ashrita Tiwari is a certified hypnotist, a personal trainer, and career coach who helps female leaders achieve impact, success, and happiness with the AHA method, the new way to unlock your personal power. So we're going to get into that. I can't wait. AHA stands for awareness. So A is for awareness, H is for healing, and A is for action. And it is her secret sauce to unlock her full potential and how she loves her work, her body, and her life. I mean, who doesn't want to love your work, your body, and your life? So first of all, let's hear a little bit about your story. How did you get into coaching, Ashrita?
Yeah, thanks for having me here again. And thanks for the lovely intro.
Sure.
So for me, I have been a coach for the last 7 years, and I was coaching actually while I was working full-time until recently. So I left my full-time job this year, but I have been coaching for the last 7 years. And how I fell into coaching actually is very interesting. I never thought I would be a coach. I'm sure you have a similar story, Rebecca, which you do. I know you do. And I actually, you know, got my undergraduate in sociology and women's studies from Boston College and ended up getting my master's in higher ed and leadership at UMass Amherst. And so I had no trajectory of being a coach. And so what happened was when I got my master's, when I was in my master's program at Amherst, I started getting into lifting, actually. I started getting into CrossFit and performance fitness. And I really, really got interested in CrossFit, which was very new to me. I didn't grow up in a family that was healthy and fit by no means, right? And so I got into fitness, and during that time, I realized the more that I committed to my wellness, my fitness, right, and then really eating well, that's when I really got interested in eating well and really focusing on my nutrition and sleep, right? And I started to really dive into self-care. I realized, like, wait a minute, the more that I focus on my self-care, the more productive I am in my classes. During that time, I was taking a full course of master's classes, and I was also training for marathons. I was also a CrossFitter, and I had two assistantships where I was a teacher, I was a TA and a research assistant. And so I was doing all the things, and I realized that actually taking care of myself, right, and really focusing on the relationship that I have with myself was actually helping me thrive in other areas, right, including relationships and also my schoolwork at that time. And so I knew at that time there was something to this. And so I just kind of really found this passion of mine with health and wellness at that point. And this was back, you know, 7 years ago. And after that, I ended up working for a couple of organizations as a coach. So a success coach and a career coach. And I recently was working in the development office for a nonprofit. And I realized at that time, you know, recently that, okay, the thing that I love to do is coach people. That's what really lights me up. That's really what makes me feel very expansive. And that's also where I have the biggest impact. And so that's kind of how I fell into coaching. And I was a personal trainer for several years. And when I was a personal trainer at that time, I loved what I did. I loved doing the physical training with all of my clients. And, you know, many of my clients were able to lose 10 pounds, right? And follow the meal plans, right? But what I noticed was so many of my clients would fall back into gaining that 10 pounds, right? Or they would kind of come back to their old habits. And so there was something that I wanted to discover and learn more about. Okay, why is it that my clients aren't sticking to, like, the keeping the weight off, right? And keeping to these healthy habits that we've talked about. And so that's when I started to really get into a lot of this mindset work and understanding our subconscious mind and understanding our conscious mind. And so that's when I dived into hypnotherapy, right? And I started practicing it for myself. And I just had just a huge impact in my life and the way that I was being as a person and a coach. And I became certified. And that's where I am today, where I'm really doing all the work that I've done in the past with habits, right? Health and wellness. But now we have that component of the hypnosis, which is really helping a lot of my clients rewire and reprogram their subconscious mind, because I don't know if your audience is aware about the subconscious mind, but our brain, right? Our brain, 5% of our brain is the conscious mind, and 95% of our brain is actually the subconscious mind that is actually controlling so Wow. many, so much of our reality. And so that's kind of how I fell into this field.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, 90% of the subconscious mind, we don't realize it. I mean, what we think and what we're aware of is just really the tip of the iceberg. There's so much going on underneath. And that's why so many people are like, oh, well, I'm saying affirmations and I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do. Why am I not getting the results that I want? Right. And it's because they have some limited beliefs that they're a lot of times not even aware of that's blocking their success. So that's why coaching is so important, because we can kind of get in there and kind of uncover those limiting beliefs so you can start getting the results that you want. Yes. So how did you discover the AHA method?
Yeah, so the AHA is AHA. So it's literally like when you have a realization, right? As a coach, that's what I do, is help people find and really shine some light on their blind spots, right? Yeah. And so it was really through my own personal experience of having all these realizations, like AHA, literally saying AHA, and then kind of coming up with my method in regards to, like, what is it for myself and my clients that I've seen that actually works and that actually helps create, like, a long-term impact rather than, like, these short-term, you know, our society is really focused on short-term results, right? And my thing is, like, no, I really want to help you focus on the long-term results and feel empowered so that you can take the tools that I give you and you can help yourself, right? And you don't necessarily need to have a coach your entire life, right? Or work with the same coach your entire life. And so Really, so that's where that came from, the AHA, but it really stands for awareness, which is the first step in all the work that I've done with clients and myself. Like, the first step is gaining that awareness, right? Because yes. What we don't know in the beginning, right? And so the awareness is really important. And then the second part is the heal part, which is really critical. And this is where the subconscious reprogramming comes in, right? With our habits and consistency. And it's really healing our physical and our emotional health that I found has been really, really helpful for so many of my clients, to really help them heal and then also flourish. And then the last part is the aligned action. And that's the last part, right? In order for any of my clients to get to that point where they're actually taking aligned action, they really got to take care of the healing part first, right? And then before that is the awareness. And so I found that this, when I can really walk my clients through this path and really guide, step by step guide, then that's when they're like, they get it, right? And then that's when they start to really manifest and create whatever they want in their lives and really step into their personal power, right? Because that's what a lot of the work that I do is, to help people see that, listen, like, you have all of the answers. It's just a matter of finding some tools and resources and guidance to support you through that.
Exactly. And I would add one more thing. So it could be the aha moment. Mm-hmm. After awareness, it's acceptance, because a lot of people have habits that are really unhealthy that they're in denial of. Yeah. That they justify and rationalize. Like, let's say that somebody is addicted to gambling or sugar or pornography or whatever. Right. And they rationalize it. So it's like awareness, acceptance, and then action to change out of that pattern. So that's really good.
Yeah.
So tell me, this is the title of our Facebook Live. I'm curious. I've heard of EQ, emotional intelligence, but I have never heard of emotional fluency. What does emotional fluency mean?
Yeah. So for emotional fluency really means first understanding our emotions, right? So many people actually will try to ignore their feelings. And we unfortunately live in a world and a society that often tells us we have to stay busy, right? And if something comes up, we have to ignore that. And we have to just kind of ignore that and continue doing, right? And so emotional fluency is really understanding that your emotions, what are the emotions that are coming up, right? So again, back to being aware of what is the emotion, right, that's coming up. And then after that is really feeling that emotion, right? Because we often, I think nowadays, people will kind of be in that place where it's like, yeah, your feelings are coming up, but you have to stay happy, right? Even if it's a negative feeling. And part of what I teach is that we have to feel our feelings, right? We're human beings. And these emotions are actually here to teach us something, right? And so that's where that fluency part comes up, is like really being okay with feeling your feelings, right? But then getting into a place where you can understand it, because there's always a reason why those emotions are coming up. And it's really, you know, in my experience and in my opinion, it's really our responsibility to figure out, okay, why does the same emotions keep coming up, right? And then once we are able to become aware of that and understand that, that's when we can actually release those emotions, right? And let them go. So that's what emotion fluency is. It's just understanding it and then being able to sit with your emotions still and know that it's there, right? But then get into a place where it's actually teaching you something and it's actually helping you guide your life.
I think that's great, because Abraham Hicks talks about your emotional guidance system.
Yeah.
And your emotions are such powerful barometers and tools, you know, for what your life should look like or what to do next. But so many people don't want to feel their emotions. So they numb out and they run from their emotions, and there's nothing to be scared of, you know, no matter what emotion. I think of emotions as weather.
Yeah.
Our soul is like the sky and our emotions are the weather. So, you know, the sky is omnipresent, but the weather is constantly changing. So we're not a rainy day just because we are experiencing a sunny day. We're not the rain. So I just think it's really great to do this method and just stay fluid with it and just let the emotions come, learn from them. You know, what is the message in the mess? What are they trying to teach you? Or what is the message in the joy? You know, what are you learning from the winds? And just keep moving forward. So that's
absolutely
beautiful.
Yeah.
I love this question. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, also, this is something that I experienced personally myself, right? Years ago, I was so much in the doing and I would have these emotions come up and I would just ignore it by just doing more things, right? I couldn't even stop and just sit in silence and sit with my emotions. And so this is something that I personally had to go through. But also, you know, for your viewers who are watching this, just know that, like, you're not alone in this, right? So many people are also struggling with their emotions. And like our society teaches us that we have to constantly be doing. And we don't, like our education system doesn't teach us how to understand our emotions, right? Like, or like our families don't actually understand it either. And so, you know, so it's really important to kind of have this conversation because it's not talked about enough and definitely not in our education system. And so I also want your viewers to know that like, it's okay if you're at a place where you feel like, okay, I'm not emotionally fluent or I don't understand my emotions. It's okay that you're there right now because there's many people that there are that's in that place.
And this is such a confusing time in world history. There's just in so many ways, we don't need to go into it because this is not a political show, but there's just a feeling of confusion kind of in the world. So a lot of people feel like they can't make sense of what's happening because everything's in flux and changing. And you know, as one of my favorite spiritual teachers, Michael Beckwith would say, everything is fluxed up. it's fluxed up right now. So you don't have to always know what you think of it. You can just kind of learn as you go and roll with it. And every day is a totally different day. And some days you will be very clear and some days you'll be a little confused and that's okay.
Yeah, and that's part of being human, right?
Yeah, exactly. Being confused but you can also ask for clarity and pray for clarity, and clarity is a great thing. I can support people too in getting clarity. I call my discovery calls clarity and connection calls because I like kind of drilling down and getting people clear.
Right.
So this is my favorite question because I'm a work-life balance coach, so I'm all about this. I can't wait to hear this one. How do you create more impact by doing less?
Yeah, that's such a good question. So I think the short answer really, right, is you know, when our cup is full, right, and we really start to understand the relationship that we have with ourselves, and this is beyond understanding our emotions, right? And like once we can really understand and get into emotional fluency, we can get into a higher vibration, right? And when you're in a very high vibration and you're someone who's confident and who just feels super empowered, right, you're actually more powerful the way that you show up, right? And so that is how you create an impact through your energy, right? It's literally through your energy and how you show up in the world. And so I've seen this so many times with so many of the leaders that I work with, right? Is that the more that they actually focus on filling their cup every day, and they're in the best version of themselves and in the most empowered state, the more that they can serve others at the highest level where they actually have that impact where they're like, wow, if this person can show up like this, then it's actually possible for me as well. Right. And so it's really interesting that you're asking this question. But it's really through like showing up powerfully, but with your cup full, right? And not from a place of, oh my gosh, I'm so tired, I didn't take care of myself, and beating yourself up, right? But from a place that you feel really empowered and coming from like the best version of you. And that's what I've seen in my personal life. And also with my clients, that's what is most impactful for the people that is around them.
I love that because when you show up with your cup full, having done your morning practice, your self-care, your affirmations, your meditation, your journaling, your yoga, your exercise, whatever you need to feel full, then you show up and you can create more power, more impact without having to work so hard. And it's kind of like the old model, or even you could say the masculine model of like you have to grind yourself to exhaustion to be effective in the world. And I think it's way more holistic and feminine to be like, no, you do not have to ground yourself to exhaustion. You can show up powerful, present, and just more fulfilled when you do your self-care. It's so counterintuitive because so many women that I work with, they're like, oh, I'm working so hard. I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to do meditation. I have to take care of the kids in the morning. I don't want to do a morning practice. But it's like then the day is so much more work than if you start your day filled up, like you said.
Exactly. And you're so much happier, which means the people around you are also happier, right? But when you're tired and exhausted and cranky, that energy, people are feeling that energy, right? Like people don't understand the power of our energy, right? And how that's actually influencing us, but also everyone else around us, right? So it's so important to really make sure you're doing these self-care things so that you're in the highest vibration. And so you can show up for yourself, but also for the people around you.
Exactly. I love it. So do you have a visioning practice? And if so, what is it?
Yeah. So a lot of the visioning practice that I do is really around helping people step into their future identity. And so I do a lot of identity work because what I've recognized is most people don't even know what their identities are, right? And they kind of have identities that are very inauthentic, meaning like it's just identities that's been given to them by their families or from their culture, from their society, right? And so a lot of the work that I do is really around helping people get clear first on who is it that they want to be, right, in the future, and really helping them start to step into being that person today. And so a lot of the work is really based off of identity work.
I love that because we're so much more than the labels, right? The daughter, the sister, the wife, the boss, the employee, the neighbor. Like, what are some questions that we can ask ourselves to go beyond those typical labels to find out our true identity? Do you have any?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the question that I always ask myself, right, is first of all, I get clear on like, who is it that I want to be, right? And what I do actually now is I have like I call it my alter ego, right? And so my alter ego's name is Mina, and I create an alter ego. Her name is Mina. And this is, I wrote down every single way that I want to show up. Right. And of course there are times when I don't always show up like that. Right. And it's really those moments when I'm feeling down and my emotions are down, right, that I tap into Mina and I'm like, okay, I always ask myself, what would Mina think now, right? Or what would Mina do now? And that always helps me get into really tapping into my intuition and getting into my highest self. And so this is something that I would definitely recommend for your audience is really start thinking about who are the people maybe that are around you that you really look up to, right? And you love the way that they approach certain things. And that's how I created my alter ego, right? So for me, my alter ego is a combination of several people that I look up to, right? It's not one person. It's like several ways of being. And so I always really tap into that and really step into that when I really need her the most. And I don't need her all the time, right? But there are moments when I do need her. And so that is, I think, definitely something that your audience can start doing is like start thinking about, okay, who are the people that I really, really look up to? And like the way that they approach work, the way they approach family, the way they approach relationships, and start writing those things down. Like, and not like what they're doing necessarily, but how are they being? Like, how are they showing up, right? Energetically and just through their energy, how are they showing up? And write that down and start really tapping into that when you really need her the most, right? I don't know if that answers your question, but that's usually what I do. And also I know it has definitely helped many of my clients because they love that alter ego activity.
I love that you said, who do you want to be? Think of the people in your life and how do they show up? How are they being? So again, going back to your story of how you got into all this, we were taught to be human doings, but we're human beings.
Right. Exactly.
So to change your life, you think about different ways that you want to be. How do you want to show up? Who do you want to be? You can name this person of who you want to be. I know Beyonce is Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you, as far as your visioning practice, do you just think of Mina, like how would I show up for this meeting or this car? Or do you actually have a practice where you close your eyes and you're feeling what it
is? Yeah. Well, so I do hypnosis. Like, you know, I'm a hypnotist. So I have a hypnosis practice that I have every morning. And parts of it is the visioning the future me, right? Parts of it. It's not all of it. And so I do have that as well. And I offer that as for my clients as well. But it's actually during the day when I'm not in my hypnosis that when I need her the most, right? And so, because when I'm in my hypnosis, I'm all good, like I'm on top of the world, right? But then when the day goes along and things start to happen and maybe things don't go exactly the way that I thought it would, right? That's when I tap into Mina and I just say, you know, how would Mina approach this? And then also knowing my old patterns, right? So for example, my old patterns used to be, I used to be a control freak, right? Like I used to want everything a very specific way. And my new way of being that I've been practicing and with the help of Mina is that Mina is okay with things not working the way it should, right? Like it's everything is fine. Nothing is going to happen, right? And so I would say I definitely tap into her on moments and it's helpful because I feel like sometimes it's hard to just like do an activity or do a visualization practice when you're in the middle of something. Right. And so it's right. Just, for me, it's really just a quick reminder of like, okay, what would Mina think and how would she think about this? What is a different way that I can reframe this? So those are some good questions to ask yourself is like, how can I reframe this? Right. Because it's our thoughts. Again, it's our thoughts that we're having that's creating our reality. Right. And also like our thoughts lead to our emotions and that creates our reality. And so it's really asking yourself at that moment, like, you know, how can I reframe this or what am I not seeing that I need to see?
I like that. Yeah. Yeah, our thoughts lead to our emotions and our emotions lead to our belief about ourselves. And a lot of our beliefs are belief systems, otherwise known as BS. Like it's BS, like if we have a negative belief system, right? Yeah, so
absolutely.
The thought is, oh my God, I'll never find the love of my life.
Right.
That leads to the emotion of feeling sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, then I have a belief. Oh my God, I don't have any good luck in my personal life. If I ever go online, I only meet jerks. And then it's a belief system. And then you're going on all these dates and you're like, oh, I just went on 10 dates. Why did I not meet the love of my life? It's like, well, you have this underlying belief system that you're never going to meet the love of your life. So that's how these systems, you know, grow and we want to, you know, disrupt them and create a whole new belief system. Yes, you can meet the love of your life. Absolutely,
yes.
You can. So this is kind of ties into our first conversation about lifting heavy. I love that you lift heavy. And this has to do with exercise and just lifestyle. So how do we become healthier as we age? And why is lifting heavy an important part of aging gracefully?
Yeah, I love this topic. So you know, one of the things that I love doing is lifting. And I don't know if your audience is aware, but lifting actually is really helpful as you age, right? So it actually helps you with your muscles. And because what happens as we age, as many people know, right, is that our muscles get weaker. We end up having all these health complications, right? And so the more that we can actually work on work on our muscles and strengthening them, right, we actually are going to age a lot better. And so it's really just the idea of like consistently working on something, right, and making sure that your muscles aren't weakening, right? Because that naturally happens as we get older, is that our bones get weaker, right, our muscles get weaker, and through weightlifting and weight training, you can strengthen that, right? You can actually reverse that, the muscles getting weaker and also the our bones getting weaker. And so lifting weights is definitely, and there's lots of studies that your audience can look up as well in regards to that. But weightlifting is one of the most effective tools when it comes to being able to age gracefully and to age, you know, so that you don't feel like you're 50 years old, you know, so you don't feel like you're 50 and you're at age 50 and you feel like you're 70, right? I often hear that from so many of my clients that are maybe in their 40s and 50s. And they're like, I'm getting so old. I feel so tired. I feel so weak. And it's because I know they're not really practicing a lot of these like training and also movement, right? Movement in general is so good for you, right? In general. But the weightlifting is going to actually help you on another level, right? And so I'm a big proponent for movement in general, but if I could give anyone tips in regards to helping you with aging, you want to start lifting weights because that's going to really, really help you with your muscles. But also lifting weights for me I found that it doesn't only help me physically, it actually helps me on a mental level as well. So, right, when I do weight training, I do a lot of balance work, right, with weights. I do a lot of balance work and making sure that my mind stays sharp, right, and that I can balance on my physical body, but also mentally, right? And so there's so much more, there's so much to weightlifting than just like gaining muscles, right? Because I think when there's like this idea around weightlifting, especially for women, like that when you lift weights, you're going to get bulky, right? And that's definitely not the case. I don't think I'm big and bulky, right? But I feel like I'm super healthy. And the more that I lift weights and the heavier that I lift weights, the more powerful that I feel. And the younger, it's interesting because I feel so much healthier and stronger than I did 10 years ago, right? And I know for sure that's because of the lifting weights. Of course, you want to eat healthy and do the other things, of course, as well, right? But the weightlifting has been super powerful for me. And then the other piece also is that when you lift weights and you like lift heavy things, right, and do things that are uncomfortable, you get like, I feel so empowered every day. Like the fact that I was able to go to the gym and I lifted 200 pounds, right? Like, it's like, wow, I just did something amazing, you know, and it was uncomfortable at the moment, but after you feel like the endorphins, right, and just feel so good. And so it's just like, it helps all around weightlifting because it's like, it boosts your confidence, right? It also helps you with your muscles. It also just helps you mentally. Also, if you want to work on like balance and all of that, it's super helpful as we age because, you know, many times that's one of the challenges as we age is that people start to lose their balance, right? But when you weightlift, you can actually really work on that. So those are just some, I guess, to answer your question, those are some ways that like weightlifting really, really helps. And also I want people to understand that just because you lift weights doesn't mean you're going to get big and bulky, right? That's not the case, especially for women.
That's a big thing because women, you know, think that if I lift heavy weights, I'm going to get big. And I know that Pilates and yoga are also amazing, but I feel like, you know, there's ways to lengthen your muscle and then strengthen your muscle. And I think that weightlifting is amazing. I used to do a lot of like really light weights. And just in the past, I would say 6 months, I've started lifting heavy weights.
Nice.
And my body has actually gotten smaller and my muscles have gotten so much more defined. And like you said, I feel really strong and empowered. And it's amazing what lifting weights can do. I'm a big believer also in supplementation, healthy eating. You know, it's everything. It's weightlifting supplements, healthy eating, lots of hydration.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And it's connected. It's like the mind-body-spirit connection. When you take such good care of your body temple, then you do have more clarity in your mind and you do feel like you have more impact and your cup is full. And I say to plan your day around your exercise. I feel like it's the most important thing I do all day.
Yeah, same here. It's like my exercise is like non-negotiable. Whatever is going on, I know I have to get my exercise in. So I love that.
How many times a week do you work out?
Typically around like 6 times, like probably 5 to 6 times. And I give myself like 1 day of recovery. But even then, I'm still moving, right? I have a puppy. And so I'm always out with her walking around and running around. And so, yeah, I just love getting in my body. That's the thing is like, I'm such a big fan of movement, right? Some of my clients, you know, they're like really kind of intimidated at first with weightlifting, right? They're like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. And they're intimidated, which I totally get. So I always empower them to be like, hey, I just want you to start moving, right? And when we can get in our physical body, right? And we get into our body, we can get out of our head, right? That's the thing is that so many of us are in our heads all the time, right? In our thoughts, in our stories. And it's like, I just need you to move so you can get out of your head and you can start to see clearly, like you said, right? And get some clarity. And so I just think that, you know, for your viewers that are watching, like if weightlifting is too much, just start moving, right? Even if it's just walking outside for like 20 minutes a day.
Yeah. And once you find something that you like to do, then it becomes not a chore to work out, but something that's fun.
Right.
And then add in weightlifting later. Like once you're in the habit of working out, don't overwhelm yourself, because a lot of people, I don't want to go to the gym, especially now, because I know in LA you have to wear a mask at the gym, and you know, pretty soon you're going to have to show your vaccination card at the gym. And so yeah, a lot of people don't want it, but you can just walk. Walking is an amazing place to start. And there's so many great streaming workouts that you can do from your home. You can buy some weights on Amazon and just, that's what we did during the beginning of the pandemic. My fiance and I, we bought some weights and we started lifting heavy from home, and that kind of got me in the habit.
I love it. Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun. So how do people stay in touch with you? You have so much awesome wisdom, and now we have the aha method.
Thank you. Thank
you. Find out more about you.
Yeah, so I do have an Instagram page. It's Ashrita_coach, if I'm correct. I should know my Instagram. I think it's Ashrita_coach.
And you can change it in the notes if it's not.
Okay, it should be Ashrita_coach. And my website is AshritaTiwari.com. So they can just find me on my website, AshritaTiwari.com. And just if they have any questions in regards to anything we talked about, I'm happy to answer them. But yeah, this is something that I'm super passionate about, and I know is my, what I like to call is my derma. And so, you know, I'm happy to connect with anyone that needs that support around understanding their body, understanding the relationship that they have with themselves, understanding emotional fluency and all of that.
If you could leave our viewers or listeners with one more nugget of wisdom to take into their day, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good one. So I would say, and this is something we've kind of already touched upon, but you know, I think if there's one thing that you could do for yourself every day that's going to actually help you and help the people around you, is really think about the relationship that you have with yourself, right? And really try your best to fill your cup up first, right? Because we talked about this. It's so important that you feel like you're in your best mentally, physically, emotionally first, before you can start really impacting the people around you and helping other people around you. And like I have this belief that we're all like really great people and we all want to help people, right? That's the thing. And I've seen this over and over again, especially with my clients. There, many of them are female leaders that just want to have an impact and they just want to help everybody, right? But they're not helping themselves, right? And you can't help other people when you're not helping yourself. And so if there's one thing that you can do for yourself every day, just take care of your wellness, right? So whether that's going for a walk for 20 minutes a day and maybe doing like 5 to 10 minutes of meditation and hypnosis, and just taking time for 10 minutes to take a break, right? Like go outside in the sun, like little things like that. I know it can be really sometimes very challenging, right? But you can start implementing it today. And it doesn't have to be something that you like, you know, do it well and perfectly the first day. Like you can start small and kind of add up to that every day.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Ashrita, for being on the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show. It was such a delight. And if you're listening, please give us a 5-star review. If you want to take a screenshot of your review, Ashrita and I will share it on our Instagram stories and give you a shout out back. And if you're listening on Facebook, tag a friend, share it on someone's wall. Thank you so much for spreading the word about this show so more people in your life can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we'll see you next week with another amazing guest. Thanks again, Ashrita.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all 7 aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant. It's golden, living my life like it's golden.